This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. It was after much anticipation in Washington, D.C., finally, the Clapper-Yates show. The U.S. Senate got to question the principal national security official, James Clapper, and the principal Department of Justice official in the middle of the Trump-Russia General Flynn scandal. Yates and James Clapper, former director of national intelligence, answered hours of questions. Yates testified that she believed Flynn had compromised himself so much that she sent repeated warnings about Flynn to White House counsel Donald McGahn.
We told him the third reason was is because we were concerned that the American people had been misled about the underlying conduct and what General Flynn had done. And additionally, that we weren't the only ones that knew all of this, that the Russians also knew about what General Flynn had done, and that this was a problem because not only did we believe that the Russians knew this, but that they likely had proof of this information. And that created a compromise situation, a situation where the national security advisor essentially could be blackmailed by the Russians.
Blackmailed. Did we know this before? Is it something new? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, was the hearing yesterday confirmation or revelation?
There was a little bit of both. There was plenty of confirmation of things that had been in the press, John, and also some tidbits of some new information that's definitely going to help drive other investigations. Don't forget, this was the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is separate from the Intelligence Committee investigations that are also going on. So this information on Flynn and much, much more still at stake. Now, what did we learn that was new? One, you just heard Sally Yates, who was acting attorney general at the time, saying that it wasn't just that Michael Flynn had lied to Mike Pence about his conduct that was a problem, but that she went to White House counsel Don McGahn at the time, directly warned him in person that it was Flynn's underlying conduct, not just the lies, that were a problem.
To state the obvious, you don't want your national security advisor compromised with the Russians.
And that is obvious. I guess the question is, can Yates deliver a sense that, a lot of people knew this when and really should have acted way before they ended up doing so?
Sally Yates said that in her conversation with Don McGahn, the White House counsel, that he took it seriously, that he asked questions, that he said, should Flynn be fired? She said, that's not our call. That's the president's call. What we do know is there was that warning. We also know there was the warning from President Obama to President Trump much earlier after the election not to hire Flynn. That means the president was warned twice directly about Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn wasn't fired until 18 days after this meeting with Sally Yates that I'm describing. And of course, as you'd expect, John, in the intervening time, he had access to lots and lots of the most sensitive information and sensitive meetings as national security advisor. We learned a couple of other things that were new also. James Clapper, you mentioned, the former DNI, confirmed that the United States got information from European intelligence services in the spring of 2015 detailing contacts between Trump campaign officials and Russians. And he said, they're quite sensitive. That's all he would say about them. And something else that was also new, that the FBI investigation, the potential criminal investigation about coordination, possible collusion, we don't know what, that James Comey has confirmed, John, may include investigation into Donald Trump's business dealings with Russians. Lindsey Graham asked James Clapper if he'd seen any evidence of business ties with Russians that were a concern. And Clapper refused to answer that question, saying it could impact an investigation. That's new. We don't know how that would impact an investigation or what investigation he's necessarily talking about. Presumably, it's the FBI investigation, since, according to the questioning, this was new to him. He wasn't read into that information earlier. But that information was new and seemed to slip by a lot of people. And, John, the last thing we learned, maybe this isn't so new, is that the president seems to take all of this extremely seriously and very, very personally. He issued a burst of tweets immediately after the hearings ended, saying that there was nothing new in these hearings at all, calling allegations of collusion a complete hoax. What the president is implying is that collusion is the only level of interaction that could potentially be problematic. And that's just not the case. There doesn't have to be, there won't have to be evidence of conspiratorial cooperation to undermine the election between Trump officials and Russians for this to be a very, very big problem, not only for intelligence, for national security, but also potentially for the FBI.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.